Tom said this morning that that play never really worked in practice before.
We actually ran that play in practice. I think on Friday, we actually ran that same play in that same left corner of the end zone, and it happened to be the same play that we ran at the end of the game. So in the game, we happened to execute
it. Was it a crazy night? Did you hear from everybody?
After the game, my phone was dead from text messages and everything, but I kind of just went home and kind of just laid down and kind of just tried to just clear my mind and just, you know, I was fortunate and I was happy for this team, and most importantly.
Were you able to watch the way the Red Sox finished as well?
I did. I noticed that they actually won a game, too, so that's huge.
What kind of step forward is that for you guys, being able to execute in that type of situation as a receiver group and give you the quarterback what he needs out there?
It's an ongoing process, you know, just trying to just get better every day. You know, we got the Jets this week, so we're just trying to go out there, have another good week of practice and, you know, execute the play that's being called for us.
Tom has talked a couple of times about you guys working together on your days off, coming in on Tuesday. How much has that helped your overall evolution as a wide receiver?
A lot. It helped us in all kind of ways. It actually give us, you know, just a point of view of how you want things done, and it actually help us, you know, help us offensively, help us individually, and it actually give us an edge.
Does a game like that give you more confidence?
I'm just playing football. I'm kind of just going out there, just living in the moment, just playing football, just trying to make a play for my team.
Do you stay as calm, whether it's that play or any play in the middle of the game, that where the game's not on the line? I mean, people talk about being calm no matter what. Were you just as calm at the end of the game?
Yeah.
Going into that?
Yeah. Every day in practice, we work on those situations. You know, last plays of the game and, you know, two-minute situations. So I just kind of just played it like practice.
So you don't let the nerves get to you at all?
Not at all. Mm-hmm.
Do you think in week one or two you guys could have pulled that off, or is that something that's maybe a sign of your progress?
Could have pulled what off?
The end of the game, the way you did.
Week one and two,
we
won those games.
But do you think you could have pulled off that kind of drive? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you think that you were executing at that high level, or is that a sign of your progress?
Definitely. I mean, I'm thinking we're getting better each week, so that's something. That's a positive note, you know, just to know that we're getting better each and every week. So just going out there, just trying to just get better and, you know, just focus on the next opponent.
What is it like for you to, you know, coming out of a free agent, nobody really knew you nationally. Now all of a sudden you've made the big catch that everybody's talking about. The spotlight, are you amazed that you're in it? Do you like it?
I'm not bothered at all. I'm just here just playing football, and, you know, whatever comes with it, comes with it.
Is it kind of cool to watch a Red Sox game and then them cut in with your highlights?
Definitely. I think it's just huge, you know, just for this city and whatnot, just for, you know, how two teams just actually, you know, be victorious. I think it's huge for the city.